This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So far, we've talked about his patience, alayhi salatu wasalam, hilmihi. Talked about his generosity, karamihi, alayhi salatu wasalam. Talked about his humbleness, tawadu'ihi, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. About his asceticism, his zuhdihi, alayhi salatu wasalam. And sabrihi, his perseverance, grit, and jihad, alayhi salatu wasalam. Today, it's a little bit of a change of pace in terms of what I want to talk about. I want to talk about mizahihi, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, his humor, or his sense of humor, alayhi salatu wasalam. This is an aspect, I feel, or a side of his character that goes unnoticed quite often. It's because it's not one of the common traits that the Arab would see to be valuable. The Arab have certain traits and characteristics that they see to be very important, and they point them out. And that's usually how, whenever you speak of him, alayhi salatu wasalam, you take those categories that the Arab always saw to be valuable and important. And definitely his sense of humor was not one of the traits that Arab cared for at all. But it's a side of him, alayhi salatu wasalam, that I think is really important, because he definitely took himself very lightly, alayhi salatu wasalam, and it had a very good sense of humor, a very unique one. For someone who was in his position, alayhi salatu wasalam, who spoke to Jibreel, who was receiving revelation, who had seen aspects of Jahannam that no one else saw, alayhi salatu wasalam, I think for him to have that was actually a very, very important aspect of who he was. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. When you speak to people, always choose the best thing to say whenever you're speaking to them. And the only time humor is frowned upon, يَا لَذِينَ آمَنُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. Don't mock people. Don't mistreat them. Don't make fun of them. Don't put them down or condescend towards them when joking. And he would say, عليه الصلاة والسلام, حديث ترمذي, وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ يُحَدِّثُ الْقَوْمَ فَيَكْذِبَ لِيُضْحِكَهُمْ وَيْلٌ لَهُ ثُمَّ وَيْلٌ لَهُ. Warning to those who speak and they lie with the intention of making people laugh. And this is referring to telling people something about someone, claiming that it actually happened just to make them laugh. When you tell a story that you are explaining to them that's a made-up story, this is just a fable, and you tell them a story, that's not what he's talking about, alayhi salatu wasalam. The Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the scholars of the Ummah have done this, where you tell this story is not real, it's just for the Ibrah, and there's maybe something funny in it, or something to smile at. But it's when you tell people something about someone, and you're claiming that they actually did it, but the goal is to make them laugh, that's what's haram. And people, if you live long, or if you've been in social gatherings, you know that this happens more often than it should. And the other aspect, just to kind of be thorough, is not making everything a joke, because not everything is. Alayhi salatu wasalam was definitely someone who took life seriously and knew how to take things seriously. And he taught people to do that. And that's why he would say, يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَةَ أَقِلَّ الضَّحِكَ فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الضَّحِكِ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ. Don't laugh too much, يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَةَ, because when you laugh too much, then your heart dies, and you stop feeling things, and you don't have the compassion or the empathy or the ability to actually take any given situation appropriately. So that's like as a little bit of a disclaimer. In terms of his, alayhi salatu wasalam, what he used to point out that needed to be observed when we talk about humor. Abdullah ibn al-Harith, in the hadith narrated by Tirmidhi, يقول, ما رأيت أحدا أكثر تبسما من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I never saw anyone who smiled more often than the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Another riwayah, ما رأيته إلا وكان متبسما عليه الصلاة والسلام. I never saw him except he had a big smile on his face عليه الصلاة والسلام. يروي أبو داود وابن ماجة عن جابر, this is what Jabir says, Jabir ibn Abdullah, قال ما حجبني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم منذ أسلمت ولا رآني إلا ضحك. I never had to wait to see him عليه الصلاة والسلام. He never put a barrier between the two of us since I accepted Islam. And he never saw me except he was laughing. He had a big smile on his face عليه الصلاة والسلام, and he was giggling whenever he saw me صلى الله عليه وسلم. An example of that, outside of the example, before I give you the examples of him, alayhi salatu wasalam, I think the two narrations of Ibn Umar are important. Ibn Umar was a very, very, he was born a serious person. You can't blame him. His father was Umar ibn al-Khattab, so he kind of grew up with no choice. And he just had that about him where he was just like, you know, some people just rigged like old men, no matter how they could be 10. And he was one of those people. Abdullah ibn Umar was definitely one of those people. And he was a teacher of many tabi'een, radiallahu anhu. He's a big teacher. But he was always serious to the point where he was, you know, they would ask him this question in two separate narrations that are completely unrelated to one another. He would get asked this question, the same question. And the reason he got asked it is because how he was, is just his characteristic. And they would ask him, Ya Ibn Umar, هل كان أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يضحكون؟ Ya Abu Abdul Rahman, did the Sahaba laugh? Like, this is the degree of how serious he is, that the people who are learning from him are wondering if, like, the Sahaba ever, you know, laughed, if that was something acceptable. So he would notice that, radiallahu anhu, and he would notice that he was being a little bit too. That's just his character, it's how he is. فَقَالَ كَانُوا, this is one narration, قَالَ كَانُوا يَضْحَكُونَ وَيَضْحَكُونَ بَلْ كَانُوا يَتَبَادَحُونَ بِقِشْرِ الْبَطِّيخِ. They used to laugh and laugh, and they used to throw, the green piece of the batikh at each other. Like, they would be eating batikh, and then, yani, for whatever reason, Zubayr would see Sa'd and slam him with qishr batikh, and then they would hit it back. And فَإِذَا قِيلَ حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الْجِهَادِ قَامَتْ تَدُورُ أَعْيُنُهُمْ قَامُوا تَدُورُ أَعْيُنُهُمْ. When they hear حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ, it's time for salah, or حَيَّ عَلَى الْجِهَادِ, it's time for jihad, they stand up, their eyes and their heads, you know, they flip. You know, that's it. They're totally focused. You know, they go from that. In the other narration, قَالَ كَانُوا يَضْحَكُونَ وَلَكِنِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ أَعْظَمُ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ. They would laugh, but iman in their hearts was larger than mountains. Radiallahu anhu wa'ala. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith, so this is actually a really easy topic to talk about. Like, you'll be surprised how easy it is. Honestly, I have to choose what I want to talk, because a lot of the hadith are going to be used for other aspects of his characteristic. And I've already given you two examples. For example, I talked about his humbleness, alayhi salatu wasalam. I gave you two examples of his humor. When the man was standing there in fear, he told him, I'm just a son of a lady who used to eat beef jerky in Mecca. It's funny. That's something that you don't say. Who says that? And who comes up to somebody and tells them that his mother used to take meat and put it in the sun and eat it, and he's the son of that lady who used to do that? No one does that. But he did it, alayhi salatu wasalam, not just to calm the man down, but also he took himself lightly. When he fell off the donkey, alayhi salatu wasalam, found himself laughing, it's because he had a really good sense of humor of himself and what was happening around him. So there's so much of it in the seerah that I was very confused last night. What am I going to talk about today that's not going to sound repetitive, or it's just too much? It's going to take me forever to go through them. But yeah, he was sitting with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. This is in Seerat ibn Ishaq, in Seerat al-Halabiyyah. They were eating tamr. Ali had went and worked throughout the day, and he brought like a big thing of tamr, and he put it between the Prophet Ali and himself, and they're eating. And as they're eating tamar and they're chatting, Ali, instead of putting the pit of the date in front of him, he's flicking it over into the Prophet ﷺ's little group of or pile of pits. So they're eating, and at the end, after eating the tamar, after a while, the Sayyidina Nabi alayhi salam, in front of him, there's this like big pile of pits, and Ali has nothing in front of him. So Ali was just doing it, waiting, and then at the end of it, قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أكلت كل هذا التمر. You ate all that, all of these dates. You ate it. فنظر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. He looks down. He sees it. He gets the idea. فقال وأنت يا علي أكلته ببذره. And you ate it with the date, with the pits. MashaAllah, you're slaughtering the pits. صلى الله عليه وسلم. He would see Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir. The hadith is in Tabarani, and Ammar had something wrong with his eye. He had like a dizzy, pink eye. Woke up in the morning, pink eye. And this is during Khandaq, when they were digging the trench. People were very hungry, very tired. So he's sitting there, and there's the narration may be when they're building the masjid at the beginning. We don't know for sure. But he's sitting, radiallahu anhu, and he's eating a date, and he has like one of his eyes isn't working. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam walks by him, and he says, Ya Ammar, ata'kulu tamra wa fi aynika ramad. You're eating tamra, and you have pink eye. As if they have anything to do with each other. Like, they have nothing to do with each other, everyone knows. But he's just joking, alayhi salatu wasalam, as if to say, yani, give me the date, it's not good for you, you have something wrong with your eye. Arabs do this all the time, by the way. If anyone's eating, they'll always try and take whatever is in your hand for themselves. It's just something they enjoy. It's pastime, honestly, for Arab. They're not even hungry, it's just for the fun of it. But Sayyidina Ammar ibn Yasir qala, la takhsha ya Rasulullah, don't be afraid. Innama akuluhu ala shiqqi salim. I'm eating it on the right, on the side that doesn't have the pink eye, on the right side. Radiallahu anhu wa arda. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a lady would come up to him, and you would say the hadith also in Tirmidhi. A lady would come to him and say, Ya Rasulullah, يعني, هل أدخل الجنة? Will I enter Jannah one day? فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدخل الجنة عجوز. Old people do not enter Jannah. فذهبت تبكي. So the lady walked away crying. فناداها, she said, come back. إنما تدخلينها شابة حسنة. You'll enter it, you'll be young and you'll be beautiful. صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was saying it just to, يعني, to explain something. A man would come to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and he'd say, يا رسول الله, احملني. Yeah, I want, احملني means give me something to ride. On this journey, I need something to ride. فقال نحملك على ولد ناقة. We'll carry you on the son of a ناقة, on the baby. فقال وما تنفعني ولد الناقة. What do I want from the son of a ناقة? قال يا هذا وهل تلد الإبل إبلة إلا النوق. And what do camels give birth to besides other camels? Like, he's playing with words. He said ولد ناقة, meaning the son of a she camel. So the person listening to it understood that it was going to be, يعني, a baby thing. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, every camel is a son of a she camel. So this is just he's just saying it for the person to kind of for a moment there to be taken back for a second. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he would joke with him. One of my favorite hadith are in the collection of Abu Ya'la عن Aisha. And this just shows you like a little bit of a dynamic of his house, alayhi salatu wasalam. So he was in the house of Sauda bin Zam'a. Sauda was the first lady he married after Khadija died. That was like many years after Khadija passed away. Sauda was 85 years old when she got married to the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. She was the first Armal in Islam. And she was the first lady to lose her husband for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, married her and she became Umm al-Mu'mineen. She was an elderly lady, so she didn't even the night that she has with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, she didn't want. She told, just give it to Aisha, I don't need it. Like, she's an elderly lady. But the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would commonly spend time in her house and chat with her and talk with her. And she was a lovely person. And Aisha رضي الله عنها would always bring food over. She had a good relationship with Sauda, because Sauda was as old as her grandmother. So they had a good relationship. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is in the house of Sauda, and Aisha comes. فأتت عائشة بخزيرة أو بحريرة. The narrations differ on the actual wording. And it's basically a type of food where they put wheat and little pieces of meat and they cook it for a while. So she brought the food over. فقالت كلي يا سودة. And Aisha said, here, have some. فقول سودة ما لا أريد, I don't want it. You know how the elderly ladies are. I don't want to eat this. And she's like, لا تأكلين, you're going to eat. And she says no. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is sitting there watching them. فقالت لا تأكلين أو لا ألطخن بها وجهك. Are you going to eat or I'm going to smear it on your face? So Sauda is saying no, and then Aisha takes a little bit of it and she smears the face of Sauda رضي الله عنها. قال فضحك النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. He laughed. ثم قال يا سودة تقتصين. No, now you have to. يعني فأخذني. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام holds Aisha, and then Sauda takes a little bit of the خريرة and she smears the face of Aisha رضي الله عنها. فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وضحكنا معه. And they're all laughing صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم. يعني obviously it's not they're not wasteful of food, but يعني his view of things عليه الصلاة والسلام was just of that nature. He was someone who looked at things in a very simple manner, and he took himself and took the life around him in a very, when you look at the actual the seriousness of the life that they were all living at that time, and you see how the amount of death that would occur, the poverty, the daily difficulties. And to find him alayhi salatu wasalam in this type of mentality, someone who not only found time to joke with people and to tell a joke and say something funny, but also to observe things around him alayhi salatu wasalam and to see humor in them alayhi salatu wasalam, I think there's something definitely very valuable in seeing that. Sufyan ibn Uyayna would be asked to hal al-mizahu hujnah. Is joking around something that we should stay away from? فقال بل هو سنة مستحبة لمن كان يحسنه ويضعه في موضعه. Actually, he said it's actually a sunnah for those who know how to do it and know where to put it. Like, know how to actually joke and when to joke and what to say when they're joking. Abu Huraira in the hadith, Ibn Majah and Ibn Tirmidhi would say, Ya Rasulullah, innaka tuda'ibuna, you seem to joke with us a lot. فقال نعم إني أداعبكم ولا أقول إلا حقا. I joke with you, but I never say anything, I never lie. There's some of the Sahaba, like Nu'ayman ibn Amr. This gentleman was a joker. This gentleman loved his stories. We have maybe five or six stories for him in the Sunnah. All of them are just based on shenanigans. So Nu'ayman would go and he would want to gift the Prophet ﷺ something. So he'd tell somebody, he was selling honey. Here, there's someone who wants to buy this honey. He would take the honey and he would go and knock on the door of the Prophet ﷺ. So, Ya Rasulullah, يعني, عسل, here's some honey. As if he's يعني, saying it's a gift. So the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't say the word, but he makes it seem like that. So the Prophet ﷺ makes dua for him and thanks him. And he takes the honey. And then the guy who owns the honey, 5 minutes later, comes and knocks on the door of the Prophet ﷺ. فَقَالَ مَا تُرِيدُ قَالَ ثَمَنَ الْعَسَلِ قَالَ ثَمَنُهُ What do you mean? I was gifted this from Fulan. And then you can see Nu'ayman standing over there laughing. فَقَالَ فَيَعْنِي He would pay the person, the Arabi who owns the honey. He'd call Nu'ayman and they would eat it together. Once Nu'ayman was with a bunch of his friends, and they were hungry, so they told him this camel is owned by a Bedouin. He doesn't need it. Slaughter it, and we can eat. And they kept on telling him, slaughter it. You're going to eat. He has many camels. He owns like a flock of camels. After convincing him, he finally slaughtered the camel, and they ate. And then the guy came looking for the camel. They didn't have any money, so he runs away. He runs to hide. So the Prophet the Arabi goes to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet ﷺ comes and says, what happened? This is what happened. Nu'ayman slaughtered the camel. Where is Nu'ayman? So the people who told him, the people and his friends, said he's hiding. So he goes ﷺ looking, he finds him hiding like in a chicken goo, like he calls him, Mukhraj ya Nu'ayman, come out. What did you do? فَقَالَ أَلَّذِينَ دَلُّوكَ عَلَيْهُمْ مَنْ أَمَرُونِي بِذَلِكَ The people who told you where I am are the people who told me to slaughter the camel. فَضَحِكَ النَّبِيَّ ﷺ ثُمَّ غَرِمَهَا لِلْأَعْرَابِيِّ And the Prophet ﷺ laughed and then he paid the Arabi for his trouble. There's another Sahabi named Suwaybilt. Suwaybilt and Nu'ayman were two people who, yani, this is what they did. They just pulled pranks on each other. So on the way, this is different. This is Nu'ayman getting pranked. So Suwaybilt on the way, they would stop to rest. It's noon, and they're all sleeping. So Suwaybilt would get up before Nu'ayman did, and then he would walk a little bit. He would go, and he would tell. He would see a group of people and say, "By the way, I want to sell you a slave of mine. I'll sell you a slave. But he's over there. I'm busy, I need to leave, so you can take him if you want him. But the problem is this, my slave is he's very rude, he's very vocal, he never shuts up. He'll tell you that I'm not a slave, but don't listen to him. Either you take him based on what I explained to you or leave it. So they said, no, we'll take him. So he would cash in the money and he would leave. And the people would go over to Nu'ayman and say, Yalla, you're ours. And he would say, no, I'm a free man. He said, yeah, he told us, he would say this, come on with us. So they would take him actually, incarcerate him and take him. And then the group with him would go to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and say, Ya Rasulullah, Suwaybil sold Nu'ayman and he's not for sale. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would send people after them, give him back their money and bring back Nu'ayman. Yadhaqun Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wasalam min kulli thalik. He would laugh at all these things. And he understood. He had a sense of humor for this type of stuff. Even something like this that sounds very weird, he still would find the humor in it. There's a story in Sahih Muslim with Al-Miqdad. I'll end with that, inshallah. Radiallahu anhu, Al-Miqdad was one of the Sahaba. He was poor. And he was a part of Ahl al-Suffa for a long time. And one day he was hungry, he and two of his friends. So they run into the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Rasulullah, we're starving. فَقَالَ تَعَالُ Come with me. And he had three goats, alayhi salatu, three female goats. فَقَالَ Every night, come here, milk these goats, and then we'll all drink like a little bit of milk. We'll do this every night. So Miqdad said, all right, perfect. So that's what they did. They would milk the goats, and then they would have four or five cups of milk. And each one would eat, so there's three of them with four cups, so each one would drink a cup. And there would be a cup for the Prophet ﷺ left for him to drink later on that night. And that would happen every night. The Prophet ﷺ would be busy with the Ansar. He would come to the masjid, he would pray to rak'ah, and he'd drink the milk, maybe do a little bit of qiyam, and then go home. Every night. One night, they were so hungry, that Al-Miqdad, he tells the story, that he was, each one drank their cup of milk, and they left the Prophet ﷺ's cup of milk. And he's lying there, and Shaytan comes to him, and Shaytan starts to negotiate. He's like, Rasulullah is with the Ansar. They probably already gave him Asha or something. He probably ate something already. He probably doesn't even need this milk. You're starving. So he kept on, it's negotiating. You know how it is. It starts with a simple idea, and then it keeps on kind of spiraling out of control. He's staying there, he's staring at this cup of milk. After maybe 5-10 minutes of staring at the cup of milk and the Shaytan doing his job, he finally decided, he doesn't need it, alayhi salatu wasalam. He took the cup of milk and he drank it. يَقُلْ فَمَا دَخَلَ جَوْفِي إِلَّا وَنَدِمْتِ The moment it entered my stomach, I was like in complete remorse and regret that what did I just do? I just drank his cup, alayhi salatu wasalam. now is going to... So he's lying there with a little bit of a sheet on top of his head, and he's looking to see, because the Prophet ﷺ comes every night, same time almost, walks through the same door and then drinks. So this time he's coming, and he can see him coming. He comes, he looks, he sees the cup empty. قال اللهم and Miqdad is like, that's it, I'm dead. He's going to make dua, he's going to kill me right where I am. قال اللهم أطعم من أطعمنا واسقي من سقانا. Oh Allah, feed those who feed us and quench the thirst of those who quench ours. And then he goes, leaves alayhi salatu wasalam. So Miqdad jumps up, he looks for a knife, and he goes and he takes a big container, and he goes back to the goats. And in his mind, he wanted to slaughter one of them and cook it. Yeah, and you'll see in a moment why. But he goes and he finds that they're full of milk. So he milks all three of them until he fills the container. And there was never ever a thought in the house of the Prophet ﷺ they could ever fill like maybe a quarter of this container, because this large container. He filled the whole thing. And then he took it to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's house and he knocks on the door. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam opens up. The moment he opens the door, Miqdad is standing there with the cup of milk. But before he even gives it to him, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam sees him. قال مقداد أشربت حليبك الليلة. Did you drink your milk this tonight, يا مقداد؟ قال خذ يا رسول الله here. قال أشربت لبنك الليلة. But I just want to know that did you drink your milk tonight, يا مقداد؟ فقال خذ يا رسول الله. So he took it, صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he drank he drank the cup, and then مقداد would fill another one. قال خذ يا رسول الله. Drink. So he drank, and then he filled it a third time. قال خذ يا رسول الله. So he drank. Then he took it a fourth time. قال شبعت ارتويت. I'm good. I don't eat anymore. قال فضحك المقداد. مقداد started to laugh, and he fell back on his back laughing. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إحدى سوءاتك يا مقداد. Another one of your shenanigans. What did you do? قال فقصصت عليه القصة. I told him exactly what happened. الفضحك النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام laugh. قال هلا أيقظت صاحبيك. Why don't you wake up the two friends? فقال إذا شربت أنت وشربت أنا لا أبالي من شرب من أهل الأرض. If you're drinking and I drink, I don't care if anyone on earth drinks again. In مقداد's mind, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, اللهم أطعم من أطعمنا واسقي من سقانا. Oh Allah, feed the one who feeds us and quench the thirst of someone who quenches my thirst. So in his mind, I'm going to get the ajr of that dua right now. So he wanted to slaughter one of the and cook it so that he would get the ajr of that dua specifically, even if it meant that he slaughtered something not his. He's going to be held accountable for it. But he wanted to get the ajr. And the fact that he found the milk and he gave the Prophet alayhi salam, he drank until he was full. خلاص, he got the ajr. That's why he was laughing. I got the ajr of the dua that you made, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I can literally go on and on for as long as I like. Okay, this is the last one. He'd enter alayhi salatu wasalam, the house of Aisha, and he would find her playing with dolls. Yes, she had dolls, like actual mannequins of living things. And amongst the dolls, he would see a horse that had wings in the hadith of Sahih. And he would ask her, Ya Aisha, farasun lahu janahan, a horse with wings, what is this? فقالت يا رسول الله أما علمت أن مبي الله سليمان كان عنده. That you don't know that سليمان, Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the king and prophet, the king, had فرس له جناحان. فقالت كان عنده فرس له. He had a horse with wings. قالت نعم, yes he did. فضحك النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام حتى بدت نواجذه. Until you could see so النواجذ, there are teeth in the mouth are named. So النواجذ are the teeth at the back, the molars. So he would laugh alayhi salatu wasalam, and you could see the molars in his mouth alayhi salatu wasalam, and he laughed. In the hadith where he would tell people the story of amongst those who would leave Jahannam last, he would tell these stories. So he's telling a story of one of the people who leave Jahannam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ya'uddu alayhi sayyi'atihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is counting his bad deeds. حتى ظن الرجل أنه يهلك. And the person who's standing there thinks that he's going to be fully punished from all of his حسنات سيئات. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was doing that, he would tell him, ألا إني ألا إنك تبت منها. You did repent in your life. فإني جاعل كل مكان كل سيئة حسنة. I'm going to make for every سيئة that you have, I'm going to flip it into a حسنة. فصار الرجل يقول يا رب عملت كذا لا أراها هنا. I mean, the man starts to say, Ya Rab, I know I sinned on that morning. I don't see it here. I think they missed this sin. There's a sin that I did in the morning that's not documented here. There's a sin I did that night also. I don't see it here. Why is it not here? Since it's being flipped, yani. قَالْ فَيَضْحَكُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ حَتَّى تَبْدُونَ وَاجِذُهُ. And he would laugh as he told this hadith until you could see his molars, that this man is now asking to, you know, there's more sins that weren't done here, that as long as they're going to be flipped over. And that's his humor, alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a really important part of who he was during his life. And it did, and you know, in the midst of war, in the midst of famine, in the midst of poverty and hunger, and daily difficulties and the loss of people that they loved, I think it's really important to be able to take yourself lightly and to take the world around you as such, and to be able to smile about things and laugh and find something, yani, enjoyable. It's a very important trait to have. It's easy for us to have. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, yani, lives that are, yani, that have some degree of simplicity to them, and we have all that we need. But for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to be able to do that, I think you have to take that in context of someone who grew up without a father, and his mother died. He buried his mother when he was six, and he lost his grandfather, and then he lost his uncle, then he lost his wife, and then he lost three of his male children, and all three of his male daughters, and lost three of his cousins, and four of his uncles, and his aunt, and his adopted son. And if you count, there's more than 18 direct deaths in his life, alayhi salatu wasalam, to people who are very close to him. Put that in context when I talk about him having a sense of humor and being able to smile all the time, alayhi salatu wasalam, and come up with a funny thing to say to someone and make them feel better. But that's a part of his character, alayhi salatu wasalam, that I thought was worthy of sharing with you. Inshallah, Jumu'ah is at 2:30 today. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanallah bihamdika. Hadha wa habibukum. Sallu alayhi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdika. Shinu la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.